This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, Safety Patrol and fight songs. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hey, thanks for calling the Mabes. Your call is important to us, but due to an extremely high level of hormonal changes, all family members are currently busy crying or fighting with each other. To speak with Josh, press 1. 48 times. If he doesn't pick up, press 10 more times while screaming profanities. He'll eventually answer. To speak with Mackenzie, press 2, but don't press too hard or she'll threaten to quit school, move out, and become a stripper. To speak with Melanie, well, she no longer lives here anymore. She lives at the gym. She's having a hard time getting older. To speak with Tom, well, I'm probably out in the garage sneaking a beer. So anyway, if you're a telemarketer, take your phone and stick it up your...
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hi.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
What's good?
What's good, Tom?
And I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk. Ears up. What is that you're saying?
Yes.
That's the cheer for South Dakota State Jackrabbits. Ears up.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's very cool.
Ears up!
I thought it was when the teacher said, all right, listen up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some important instructions.
I've seen 5. Give me 5. All your senses up here, okay? Give me 5.
That's what you had a teacher do that?
No, this is recently with a bunch of damn kids.
That's the new meaning of give me 5?
Give me 5.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. Hey, man, slap my hand, black soul man. I don't think they do that.
Apparently, one of my niece's teachers will say, eyes on me, because that's what she says when she wants everyone's attention.
Ah.
If we're not giving her the proper amount of eyes on me.
Oh, your little niece will say that? Yeah. She grabbed her from her teacher.
Oh, I love that. That is
crazy. Oh, yeah, it makes me laugh every time.
What's the
time?
One that's like ears open, eyes open, hands down?
There is something like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Ears open, mouth closed, eyes.
And one of the great developments, and I believe there's no one that admires teachers more than I do. Both my parents were teachers, at least for part of their careers.
Josh, would you care to take
Could
that
I finish
one?
My sentence?
I'm sorry.
The point is, I was going to tell a story. There used to be a thing in which you would always line up, and it was always alphabetical order. Or reverse alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that was kind of fixing the situation. But then they realized that if you're in the middle, you're always in the middle.
Right, yeah.
So the new thing that I love is there's in some cases a jar in the classroom for the little kids. And there's a random thing where they pull a popsicle stick out of the jar and they line up that way.
Oh, how about
that? So everybody kind of gets a chance at being first or last. Mm. Or isn't that a nice thing? Mm. That's so sweet. Eyes up here. What is it again? Ears up? What were you doing?
Ears up.
Ears up.
Jackrabbits.
Okay. I was always second.
Arnold.
Thanks for nothing, Andrea Alt.
And she had the double A like a comic book.
She was like one of my best friends.
Did they ever do it by first names?
No. Back then, they weren't too worried about...
Yeah, we didn't... Yeah.
Remember,
you know
when we were kids, they realized... Yeah. They like to remind you, people lose,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Sorry, not everybody can get be awards. First.
Oh, not when I went to Mercer Elementary School, Shaker Heights, Ohio.
What?
Oh, it was very competitive. Did I ever mention that I was captain of the safety patrol?
Yes.
Okay.
I sometimes right before I go to sleep, I'll think, raise, lower. Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They don't let the kids at the intersections with the flags.
No, they don't.
I will tell you this.
We didn't lose any pedestrians.
This might be at the bottom of us not getting along is that I always wanted to be a member of the safety patrol for one reason. They got hot chocolate in the morning, and I knew they were drinking hot chocolate. I didn't have hot chocolate.
And they got to wear those
safety patrol.
Did you have that?
We had the
orange sash. Then I had the blue badge with the blue center.
Did I mention
I was captain of the safety patrol?
You did. Yeah,
I've heard that somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
now they have actual police officers.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, we manned. Let's see, two stop sign areas.
You right manned them? Is that what you said?
That's right. And I will say this: at that time, it was only boys.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sure they would have...
I don't think I would have cared for it.
Did you have girls at Mercer?
Of course.
Yeah, you had to...
Well, don't go, of course.
A chair for our dear Mercer, the best school.
No one asked for the song. Okay.
Your elementary school had a song?
Of course.
It said the best school of them all.
Josh, you realize that in Tom's family, when you reached a certain age, his parents... had an oil painting done of that child.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You realize that.
Right.
None of us have oil painting, and I guarantee it.
No, none of us.
Did you wear a tie in grade school?
No, we didn't. That was later.
Okay.
I don't think there are any photos of me.
We hark to your call.
It said the word hail in it?
We hark to
we
your
sing
call.
Out your praises of your colors so true. We'll always be loyal. Wrong key.
When would you have to
and
sing
and proud that? Of you. Oh, we sang it all the time.
Do you remember the tune?
You think, but the best part of it was when you went into the main entrance of Mercer Elementary
You had
School,
to sing it?
There was a painting, The Death of General Mercer, in which you could see the blood coming out of the stab wound. That's disturbing when you're in the first grade.
Can you and Slappy work this up later so maybe we could play it actually on the air with like a nice keyboard?
Oh, probably. I'd have to.
Oh, how about that?
Do you remember the tune?
Yeah, I just sang. I mean, I started a little high, but friendly. A cheer for our dear Mercer. The best.
Were you the Mercer what?
We at the time did
fairies?
Not. We did not have a
fairy cross the Mercer.
Oh, I see you're going there. I thought it was some kind of homophobic.
Oh no, that's not what I was doing, Josh.
No, of course.
You didn't have any athletic teams.
It was an elementary school.
We had athletic teams in elementary school.
No swimming, no soccer.
I know the Catholic school, they had two guys that went from the sixth grade to the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
They used to always joke that St. Ignatius could beat the Browns even when they had Jim Brown. They did a lot of recruiting.
I don't think sports started, the seventh grade started for me.
Really?
Yeah, 1 through 6. No.
I guess I went to a Catholic school, so we did have sports in Catholic school.
Did they recruit in the fourth grade?
They did not recruit in the fourth grade, not that I know.
They're notorious for that. Hey, how come so-and-so's parents got an apartment right near the school?
St. Chris Cardinals.
Yeah, we moved him 400 miles to play.
You think the apartment's nice? Don't look in the garage.
Right? Hey, okay. Hey, hey.
Well, it's true. Whatever you want to do is okay with me. You didn't have a fight song at your school? How about your high school?
My middle school.
Fight, fight, fight for victory. We're going to fight and ne'er give in. We're going to hear that cheer so the world can hear. London High's out to win. Fight on!
That's great.
There you go.
Beat, beat, beat the enemy.
That's great.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Josh, what was the name of your high school?
Rockwood Summit.
You didn't have a fight song?
No.
Should we write one for them and submit it?
Rockwood. No. You know why? No. Because I'm still not part of the Hall of Fame. No. Until I am.
There you go.
I will not.
It works. If you bitch long enough, I'll give you one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Every day for like 6 years, some friend of Christie's somehow got
Please,
in the Hall
dear
of
God,
Fame.
Please, dear God, put her in the Hall
with
of
the right
Fame.
Guy. The next thing you know, Christie's on the air going, I can't believe Jessica's in the Hall of Fame. All she did was go down.
Oh, I did not do that.
Oh, yes, you did. Maybe I told the story.
On you Falcons.
All
right
you,
on for our fame.
Oh, you See? Falcons.
So when would schools
do
the this? Goal, it's time
and games
to
and stuff.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. U.S. will win.
That was my
this
myth.
This is like a very foreign idea.
I've never heard the U.S. school fight.
So give a great big cheer right now, boys. Rah, 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 rah. U.S.
U.S. school. You know, the U.S. schools stood for university school.
I see.
Yeah.
They were I'll send that out to my friend Clint, if he's listening this morning. He's a big fan.
Clint,
and he's one of our graduates. Yes, his name is Clint.
Did he have a nickname?
Pinky.
Pinky.
World champion. Hide and go seek. 3 years running.
I didn't even get to finish my second
Always
course.
Wore a hoodie.
Ace, did your high school have a fight
I think it did, but I didn't know it.
I would think you would know it.
I was there to learn and play tennis.
There you go.
Tennis. You played tennis?
Yeah.
I feel like you were too cool for school in my head.
They called it Ace Low.
Ace Low.
Wait a second. That was funny, Josh.
Ace Love?
What'd they call
Ace Love.
Ace Love.
Well, Ace is also a tennis term, isn't
sure.
it?
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's two.
Fastest way to get a point in tennis. Ace them. Right?
Yeah. 20.
Yeah, there we go. I didn't know you were a tennis guy, Ace.
Number 3 singles.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Do you still play?
I haven't in years.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. He did. Did you see him? He gave you the quick backhand. Oh, look at that.
Oh, that is nice.
Tennis is not easy.
No.
It's exhausting.
Willie, did
balls
you?
Balls come at you fast.
Willie, did you have a high school fight song?
Yeah, we had a fight song, and we had like a song that we sang at assemblies and stuff.
What?
Yeah, the fighting
for your Panthers, fighting forward for a Panther victory.
Panthers.
We're the team that fights the hardest, and that's the way it'll always be. And when we wear our Panther colors,
oh, I can't stand
pride
it.
For all to see. We cheer, we lead, and cheer our players to a PT victory.
That's good.
I'm so glad my school didn't have this.
I am convinced that there are only like 5 fight songs, and everybody uses the same.
No,
they're similar.
Ours was totally original. As a matter of fact, my first music teacher wrote that fight song back in the 30s. He was 180
years old. There's a certain sort of similarity, I will grant you that, but it's like those guys that go, you know, I ever get this one, there are only 7 jokes and they just reworked. You moron.
Yeah, my daughter's high school fight song and a college in the state's fight song are just the exact same.
The thing about it is, my school, I was part of the first graduating class, was brand new.
Oh.
So
you have time to write a song.
I venture to say, if they don't have one, we could write one.
They might have one now.
Your college or your high school?
High school.
Got it.
Did your college have a fight song?
Oh, my gosh. I went to a liberal arts school. We barely had sports.
I went to a liberal arts school as well in college, and I'll have you know we had an excellent fencing team.
Yeah.
Did Columbia have a fight song?
You bunch of hippies.
Bunch of them.
Wait a minute. You can't have a bunch of them.
Sure you do.
You have the one I love. The one of the Columbia fight songs, I giggle every time you sing it.
What's that?
You know, roar, lion.
Roar. I'm not sure how that one goes.
It is like the roar, lion, roar.
Roar, lion, roar.
Yeah, I'll have to give it some thought.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I would have taken part. I wouldn't have cared for that at all. Every assembly has to sing this stupid song.
He was a malcontent from the word go. Aren't you a great
a bit
guy.
Of an anti-authoritarian?
Wasn't the school called Webster University?
Gorlock.
Oh, the college, yeah.
Well, I thought it was Gorlock or something.
Yeah, the Gorlocks was the mascot because it was on the intersection of Gore and Lockwood.
Wow,
yeah.
That could have gone south.
Yeah.
If it had been the intersection of Rucker and Reaver.
That would have been funny, though.
So the Gorlock was this mystical creature that...
you know, we had at University of Colorado at Boulder, they would play Rock and Roll Part 2.
Oh.
Da-da-da-da. Uh-huh. We go, hey, go, Buffs. Hey, go. And then we'd all go, F them up, go see you.
Oh.
That was the best one.
That's pretty aggressive.
It's fun.
That's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Did you actually say the word?
Oh, we said it. We would say it, yeah. We'd just gotten into the Pac-12. It was dirty. Wow. It was a lot of fun.
Way dirty.
Yeah. Oh, who owns New York? Oh,
this is the one.
Who owns New York? The people say.
I do love that.
C-E-O-U-M-B-I-A. Go, Columbia.
So you have like people from Broadway writing your songs?
The people, probably. Yeah. No idea.
Who owns New York?
Who owns New York?
That was Ira Gershwin.
Morton Hamlish.
Wow. Yeah. In our politically correct culture these days, I'm surprised fight songs are still allowed.
Hmm.
We respectfully disagree. Fight just to the point of this, and then don't hit him hard.
Did you guys have, you probably had rivalries and stuff, too.
Yeah, sure.
I don't feel like that was the thing.
Oh, is there like a Harvard-Yale thing?
So our school was just, yeah, you go to that school because you lived near it.
Yeah, well.
Who cared?
But I mean, there are rivalries in professional sports that really don't, there's no particular reason for them. But
Well, yeah.
Dallas and Washington. I mean,
there are some that have real reasons for it.
You always get that thing, these two teams just don't like each other. Yeah, you know, the players are all pros.
I think you're not supposed to like each other ever. You're competing against each other.
No, but they get along just fine.
I don't think you're supposed to like anybody ever, because let's face it, you come into this world by yourself and you leave alone.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's one of my favorite things about hockey. These two guys will get into a massive fight,
and then
they stand up and they give each other, they shake each other's hands. It's the best.
And I'm sure they really mean it.
They do, man. They know what it's all about.
Okay, well.
I think that's nice. You believe that.
Is that a good way to get into sports?
Hey, you
we could get in there musically with the...
Hey, you can't keep asking us questions and not letting us answer.
What is this?
Hail Columbia.
What is it?
Hail Columbia.
Isn't the word hail a little problematic in this?
Oh, of course it is.
So. It's not hail.
Boy, this should be...
Man, this is...
This should be... come all pretentious students.
Yeah. I know. Like, this makes me immediately want to take the piss out of it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Tie your shoes.
Yes.
Good.
Press your pants.
This is like when they go to the bad guy's dorm in Animal House.
We know you're from old money. Old money is the best money.
You're evil rich.
Are you watching The Gilded Age on HBO?
No, I want
to. Boy, they didn't like new money, let me tell you.
Is it good?
The good news is they're all dead.
It's okay. It makes you want to watch Downton Abbey again. That's what I found.
Okay, now what's going on in sports?
We got an email to start sports off. Hey, you idiotic moron.
That's us.
Chick was yakking about Oregon's basketball floor looking like a forest.
Yes.
I don't know if you, any of you in your private time went and...
I went and looked at it.
Checked it out.
Sure
it's
does.
Ridiculous. It's all brown.
It's distracting.
The ball blends in.
I don't mind it.
And I did mention Boise State's football field having blue turf.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, fast fact, evidently, this gentleman, Eric, went to Boise State. Before the game, they have volunteers who remove the field of ducks because the ducks think it's a pond, and they dive into the field and perish.
They just snap their necks.
Because that's they so think sad. It's a big, nice pond, and it's just a blue field.
That's rough.
And they bounce.
Oh,
I've seen the
Bumbles
bounce.
Bumbles bounce.
Why don't they cover it with a tarp or something?
They tried, but it was a blue tarp. And in fact, it looked like waves.
Yeah. Well, this isn't helping
anything. You try getting a green tarp. It's hard.
I feel like we took a step backward here.
That's really interesting.
That's very sad.
The letter. Give me the teaser. What's coming up?
We got a world record, and we've also got another email, and also... Tom,
hey guys,
come over the bluest water you've ever seen.
Black, black, looks warm.
It looks like a giant bowl.
Come on. Oh, look how calm the water is.
Oh, it's going to feel good, bro.
Black smack.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.